Here.
Dexter?
Here.
Toby?
Here.
Vicki?
Yes.
Andrea? Present. Marion?
Here.
Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and of course we got the Nebraska Open Meetings Act law poster on the wall there. And adoption of agenda. I would move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
Aaron moves to adopt the agenda as presented. Marion seconds. Andrea, yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Okay, next item, audience communications. I guess seeing none, but as we were discussing here, I mean, those valuations, obviously that's not a trend that we can probably continue, so something to keep in mind for the future. Mm-hmm. We're not very shy of tripling in the last 8 years.
Do we still have a line item somewhere? Is it probably in the general budget for the interlocal agreement with the?
Okay. One thing I might mention is, in order to keep your budget authority up, you have to, what you're looking at for 2016-17 at $3.5 million needs to be set there in order not to lose your authority. It's kind of a misnomer if our operating budget will be less than that. Just want to make you aware of that. It looks like it's inflated, but it needs to be that way to keep our authority up.
The spreadsheet that I emailed you like 2 weeks ago was more in probably 600 expenditures or expecting for we'd actually have to.
Thank Jeannie for getting doing the history on this.
Like I said, we had it saved. I just, right before I left today, went in and updated it. It's also interesting looking at state aid.
Has anybody visited with Mr. Hughes, the legislator, about where they think the money's going or coming from? It's like a shifting from state to local. That's probably caused some concern. The president mentioned. I didn't know if any of you had talked to him or got any idea with the legislature. I've not either. That's something I may do this fall. Kind of pick his brain and see what they're thinking.
Crazy, some of those numbers, you look at Alma and Paxton and Cambridge.
Some of those smaller districts that are still getting state aid, a lot of that is for the option, what they get for option enrollment, because they have a positive number instead of negative, or ours is negative.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, if it wasn't for that, they wouldn't be getting any state aid here, just like.
Any other discussion? There's no further discussion. I'd move to adjourn our budget hearing meeting at 7:36.